Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is, oh my gosh, what is the date?
It's
the 20th, April 20, 2020.
Ooh, 2020.
Mm-hmm, lots of 20s. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com here with...
I'm Makisala.
And we welcome you. And tonight we're doing individual healings, Power of Eight style. And what that means is there's a wonderful protocol developed by Lynn McTaggart called the Power of Eight. And it's about, you know, one person in the center, so to speak, and then everyone else holds healing space for them. And obviously, we can't do everyone tonight. And I will also add, I do play favorites on this call because the people who are actually members of Awakening Plus do get first dibs.
And I know who's a member or not.
Well, I guess it's kind of an honor system. So, so I ask that as when we get into the actual work, we do ask that, you know, please don't volunteer unless you're a member. And if we run out of members and there's space, then, of course, spectators, the other people are willing to get in. No one's a spectator here. Everyone's a participant. And here's why it doesn't really matter if you get into the middle. And if you want to learn about this, read the book The Power of Eight by Lynn McTaggart. And she's metaphysical and she's super scientific. And she gets into deep, carefully controlled scientific studies almost to the point where you get frustrated reading about it because she's being so friggin' methodical and careful as she goes through her process of building this protocol. But anyhow, she discovers that it very frequently happens, in fact, almost every time, that those who are sending the energy to the person in the middle, even if they never get a turn in the middle, often receive more profound benefit than the people who do receive the healing. And that's why I'm willing to do a call like this, knowing that, I mean, we got, how many people now? 16 on the live call. Most of you will not get into the middle. We usually do three, maybe four people. That's all there's time for. But still, you may discover that this amazing reciprocity runs, and this is how the universe functions. When you give freely without expectation of return, loads come back. I experience this every day, even at my Mesa. I send out energy to a bunch of people, into the collective, and I am noticeably more blissful when I finish that round of sending energy to others than when I start it every time. And it's the same thing. You'll be sending to a particular person for a particular reason, but you will, I promise you, you do this fully, you just let the energy go through you to bless that person, you will receive significant benefit yourself. I've never seen it fail. So don't, now it's a little tricky, you don't demand, I'm going to send this energy so I can get this back. It's not how it works. You just give freely without concern about payback, but the payback comes.
It's about your having a heart connection and spirit, right? Connecting your spirit and your heart together as you're sending out this energy. And then... that will also come back to you, I'm sure, exponentially. So it's not so much about mind, though mind is necessary, obviously, because mind is picturing. It's the filter that's doing the work.
Definitely mental going on.
But it's also engaging spirit and heart all together. So I'm not sure what you just said that prompted me to say that, but anyway.
Doesn't matter.
And I just love, you know, when we saw, this is a little a direction change, but last June or something like that, we went to Atlanta and saw Amma and Amaji. She's the compassion mama.
The hugging saint.
The hugging saint. And we have I wish you guys could see her picture. We bought posters while we were there.
Maybe they can.
And maybe Benjamin with his magic.
Maybe.
Can you guys see that?
I think they're seeing it, yeah. So these are our Amma pictures on the wall.
Yeah, and so the one on the door of the closet back there, I just love her. I have a very small picture in my wallet. Wallet size one. But anyway, so as we're talking, she's watching us, and I love that. So I hope that you one day will get to meet Amma if she calls you, because she's just so beautiful, so, so very beautiful. Anyway.
And, of course, we love your presence, whether you're a Dom or not.
Absolutely, that's right.
We're just about, if it works for you, we're into it. So, are you ready to call directions and such?
Sure, yes.
So what we're about to do, we're going to call the directions. Makisla's going to call her allies. I'll call a bunch more allies. And then we'll have a sacred field set. This field is going to be set where you are as well. Whether you're live or on the recording, doesn't matter. The nature of our work is that if you're getting it off the recording, whether it's the video or the MP3, the allies we call are live with you in real time, even if you listened years after the event. So that's why people can, for example, listen to the same recording repeatedly and get a different experience every time. So just know that, just act as if you're right here with us, whether you're live, whether you're on the recording, and that will give you the best experience. We do request, by the way, that you not multitask while you're doing this. Please, if you're with us live or on the recording, please do only this, to give it your full attention, and that will give you the best experience. And because you're going to influence everybody else backward and forward in time or in real time, then you're going to assist others in having the best experience as well. So last thing I'm going to do is check a couple of parameters to make sure everything is good. Make sure all our settings are correct. All right, we're good. So, would you like to sing the directions, my darling?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
I mean, together.
Oh, okay.
So.
Pachamama, Mama Ki. Wirakocha Inti Kwichi.
I call myself to myself. All timelines, all realities, all dimensions. Call myself from dream space. Calling myself to myself. Being present with my breath. And with each inhalation, draw myself more and more into myself, meaning my spirit, my soul star, more and more into this body called Makisla. Calling the sacred sisterhood of the Golden Serpent Priestesses. Calling Sekhmet. Calling Calling the Sisterhood of the Rose. Calling Mary Magdalene. Mother Mary. Calling Amaji. Calling my ancestral well ones from all lineages. Please come, you're welcome here. By the way, the well ones are the ones of my ancestral lineage that have remembered the love and light ways of old. It's interesting, now that I just called that in, I'm feeling roses all around me. It's really beautiful. Thank you. I call Apu Asangate. Mm-hmm. calling hawk, crow, owl, hummingbird, calling our tree beings in the backyard of our 30 Crockett Avenue. Calling our elemental allies, calling earth, wind, water, air, and ether. Calling in the higher self of Caroline Paget. And Thesa. Nikia. Calling in the angelic beings of love and light, especially Archangel Michael and Metatron, Archangel Metatron. Thank you. And also calling Saint Germain, as well as the violet flame and the being that resides within. Thank you. I think that's all right now,
Peter. Wow, great start. Feels awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Before I continue calling in, just a couple of notes to you guys who are listening. First, we're only calling beings of love and light. The only beings called in here are of high vibration and benevolent intent. Also, in order for you to receive this, I recommend you just close your eyes, relax, and just rest in passive breath awareness and just sort of feel whatever you feel as we build up the field here. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. May Makisla and I merge to the greatest extent that serves highest good so that we may serve this work. We call the higher selves of all people on this call, live or afterward. Please guide us so that we may serve your little ones best. Little ones being the human selves. We call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Babaji, Saint Germain, again, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Durga, Devi, Lakshmi. We call Apu guardian angel, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu shining rock, Apu dragon mountain gateway, Apu grandfather mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, panther, eagle, condor, bear. We call the higher selves of spirit song. Deborah, Zachary, Moo, West. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred energy to hold it in and to ensure that the only beings and energies that enter here are of high vibration and benevolent intent. So be it. So take a moment, and I'm talking to the humans now, and just see how you feel, see if the energy around you feels good, see if you feel safe. All that should be true. And once again, requesting respectfully that you please give this call your complete and undivided attention while you're doing it. If for some reason you have to leave, break away before this is complete, please just in the inner world, just ask the allies to please excuse you. They will kind of disconnect you gently from the field and you'll be able to, you know, exit without disrupting what we're doing. Alrighty. So before we start, I'd like to guide us into embodied awakening, which will help everyone, whether you're receiving or flowing. So just super brief explanation on this. And this is voluntary. If for some reason you don't want to do this, you don't have to. It will just, I think, enhance things very nicely. So the idea here is that instead of your ego driving the car, so to speak, your higher self is going to drive and your ego is going to slide to the passenger seat. If at any point you don't like the way your divine is driving, all you have to do is take the wheel again and instantly you're back in control. So there's no risk. It's instantly reversible at any time. And that's what you can do if you don't like the divine's driving. I don't think that's likely, but it's good for your ego to know it's safe. The four benefits of embodied awakening boil down, as much as they can be verbally expressed, to a whole lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you know what to do intuitively more, and there's more bliss. So if all that sounds good, I invite you to do this with us now. So it's going to be an 8-word invocation. I'm actually going to preview it first. This is not the real thing, and you do not have to memorize it. But what we're about to say, if you wish, is the following words spoken to the higher self. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. So that's the preview. Now, if you are open and willing to do those words, we're going to do it for real. And again, you're muted. No one is going to hear you on this call, so you can speak as loud as you wish. So please repeat after me, if you wish. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
And then relax, let the words go, and just rest in passive breath awareness. Based on what I'm feeling, I usually feel the sort of composite of everyone's experience, and the energy is coming in very strong and clear already. So just let that energy come in through your crown. It comes in, it saturates the whole body. This is your own higher self. And it created you. It totally only has your best interests at heart. Also, it's monitoring your human response really carefully. It's only going to bring you as much awakening as you're ready for. So you don't have to filter or regulate. You can just relax, feel breath come and go, and allow this beautiful divinity that you are, that you have always been, but perhaps forgot. Just let that saturate you. Relax and let it come on in. little tips that make this work better. If you wish, I recommend that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen. I recommend you don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just feel breath come and go passively. And use the least effort even needed for that. Kind of play a little game. Can I drop to zero effort and just be for a moment? And if there's breath awareness at zero effort, then zero is enough. If there isn't, add a tiny bit of effort back until you get the breath awareness. Even a tiny bit is enough. And just rest in that passive breath awareness. And we'll give just a moment for this. Yes, some of you have already got there. Well done. So how do you know if you're in embodied awakening? Because four things are true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. All that's happening, you're there. You can just relax and just be. Those of you who are already there, whether you're live or on the recording, just chill, just rest in that wonderful, blissful state, and your presence there will help everyone else get there too. We all lift each other up by our consciousness. So you're still passive, you're still just being it, but the very fact of you being it is magnetic. It helps pull everyone else into the state as well. Okay, feels like most of us are there. We'll give just a moment longer until everyone has a chance to relax into the state. Once again, having said the words, forget the words. Recommendations are no effort, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no visualizing or imagining on purpose. And in terms of distractions, if your attention is going anywhere but breath awareness, we'll call that a distraction. Just when you notice it, just let it be what it is. It's not you, it's an uninvited guest. Let it do its thing, and you do your thing, which is relaxing back into the breath. Just come back to breath, let the distraction do its thing in the background, no problem. Don't fight it or it gets stronger. Just come back to breath very, very gently and return your attention to that. There you go. Ooh, that's nice. That feels really good. So collectively, we're in a really sweet state and we're now ready to do our work. So, again, please... First priority goes to actual members of the Awakening Plus program. That means you're actually paying money to be in the program. So these people always get first priority on a call like this. But as I said earlier, if you joined late, you as a sender of energy are going to probably receive as much or even more benefit than the person who's receiving the energy. There is a natural bounce back effect. You send highest good energy to someone and all this amazing stuff automatically comes back to you. So please know that even if you don't get into the middle, you will not be shortchanged. You will be abundantly rewarded for what you're doing. So what I'd like to do is, if you would like to be, you know, we haven't predetermined anyone, so what you need to do is raise your hand if you would like to receive the healing. And this is normally used for healing work. It can be physical healing, emotional healing, whatever. It can even be just the support of a particular intention. So we don't do it exactly the way that, you know, it's taught, but it works. So we have our first hand up, and it is Jeannie. Hey, Jeannie, welcome. So I'm going to unmute you.
Hi, Benjamin. Hi, Makisala. Hi, everyone.
Hi, thanks for joining us, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Okay, so...
Great to be here.
Yeah. So now let me be clear. What often happens on these calls is I say, what's your intention? And that person takes 5 or 10 minutes to even figure that out. So I'm going to ask you to be really clear, whether it's you right now, Jeannie, or anyone in line. What we're going to ask you is not the story about how you got to the intention or what you've been having trouble with. We just want to know, what is the specific change you want? What do you want to be different What's the new reality you desire is our main focus. There can be a brief mention of what the state you're in that isn't that, but we really want to put our attention on what shift do you actually want here. So Jeannie, what is your desired shift?
Okay, I might need a little help refining it,
okay.
But so far what I've gotten is I would like a healthy, functioning left knee so that I can have normal, wonderful activities
in my life. So right now I assume the left knee is not fully functional, right?
Right.
Okay. So just so we have a little bit better understanding, if a 10 would be completely functional, awesome, fully whole and healthy knee, and one would be like it's just a total wreck and doesn't work at all, what number are you at right now in terms of its functionality?
4 or 5.
Okay, good. And what is helpful also is name a specific activity. In other words, what's the baby step next toward the next thing you want to be able to do with that knee that you cannot do now?
Okay, I think I jumped ahead and was thinking walking around the block, but I suppose the next step would be walking without a cane.
Okay.
Boy, been there, but done that, still
am. Yeah, you and McKeesla got some commonality here. Okay, good. So if this results in you being able to walk without a cane, would you consider that a great accomplishment?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Why don't we shoot for that? Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
In regards to pain, would you prefer to be able to walk without that cane with a reduction in pain, or is pain not an issue right now?
I would like what you said, to be walked with a
reduction.
Great reduction in pain and therefore no cane.
Perfect.
Okay.
So then we can also ask to have a reduction in pain.
Hell, why don't we go for no pain?
Whoa!
why go halfway? The thing about asking for the full thing is you're likely to get closer.
Okay.
So again, what I like to do is just ask for what you really want, and then the divine gets as close as it can.
Okay, no pain and no cane for my left knee.
No pain, no gain.
Pain-free, cane-free. All right.
That's great.
You've been raising cane enough, girl. All right. All right, so here's our assignment for everybody. So are you ready to receive, Jeannie?
Yes, I am.
So all you're going to do is just relax and rest and just let there's going to be a lot of energy coming in. So again, the beautiful thing about this, there's a lot of people here. There's way more than 8, obviously, especially when you count people on the recording. So basically, the divine beings here are going to regulate and direct the energy. It is a left knee, correct? Left knee?
Correct.
Okay. They're going to make sure you don't get overloaded, but it is probably going to be intense. So you just relax, and if it gets intense, breathe deeply, okay? Deep and slow.
Got it.
Okay. All right, everybody else, your job now is to imagine Jeannie's left knee whole and complete and functioning perfectly.
With no pain.
Pain-free.
And no cane.
No cane. See her walking around the house comfortably and easily and happily.
And if your name was Jane, I would be laughing right now. It's not, though. It's Jeannie. Right.
So see Jeannie walking happily around the house, just like most people walk, comfortably, easily. Focus your attention on that knee. It's moving comfortably and freely in perfect physical condition. She could even walk around the block if she wanted to. So just hold your attention on that left knee, and there's kind of two styles of doing this. If you're a good visualizer, then just imagine it the best you can and see that knee working really well as she's walking around. If, like me, you're not such a great visualizer, just ask your divine to hold the vision for you. And just ask, hey, divine, just help me see this knee functioning really well for Jeannie. Okay, the energy is starting to fire up. So y'all just hold that vision. And I will narrate a little bit as things go. Makisla, you're also free to narrate if you're perceiving things. Yeah. So there may be periods of silence. So just keep your attention imagining Jeannie's knee working really well. Okay, the energy has risen to a peak and stabilized. Do you feel that happening in your knee there, Jeannie?
I feel a lot in my heart and tummy sounds, and my knee is just pleasantly vibrating.
Good, that's what we want. So often it happens that it almost always happens actually that we're working something physical, but there's emotional stuff tied to it or other energetics. So the divine is not just doing just the knee, Jeannie. It's also sending energy wherever it's needed to facilitate Wonderful. That full healing. For example, any frustration or challenging emotions you've had around the knee, they're wanting to heal that as well. So if you feel emotion, just let it roll out and just kind of let it all flow. Wow, the group's doing so well. This energy is being held with great stability and strength and firmness and ease, too. It's like it's just holding really easy and clear. So y'all are holding live or on the recording. You're doing fabulous. Keep it up. And duration is up to the divine. We'll all feel the field start to, the intensity will drop eventually when she's received all the healing that she can receive right now. But it's still going strong. So let's just relax and let the energy flow while this plateau holds and that energy works its way deep into the knee and any other parts of her that the divine sees fit to help. Keep it up. Y'all are doing great. Ha ha ha. Jeannie, you're starting to feel more like energy than flesh, aren't you?
Yes, and my crown chakra is just really opening up.
Yeah, this is beautiful. So y'all are doing fantastic. Yeah, beautiful. Keep it up.
So I remember you said a little while ago that you were feeling some energy in the heart area. And if it resonates for you, send some of the energy from the heart to your knee.
Is this to Jeannie you're giving the instructions?
To Jeannie, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's a good idea because there's actually great energy everywhere, but there's a void between the heart and, I don't know, first chakra. So let me see if I can just pay attention, see what happens there. Yeah, it opened up nicely. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Well done, baby. Yeah, they're getting in that knee really good. So just relax. They're working it energetically, physically. Yeah, Jeannie, you feel that heavy energy coming out your left foot?
Actually, the strangest thing, it normally comes out my left foot, and it's actually painful at times if I do my own healing.
Yeah.
But today, right now, it's my right foot. So I kind of like that because there's a balance. I always thought it was strange that the pain the energy would leave the left foot. And so I kind of like that there's a bit of a balance between the 2 feet.
But there is some coming out the left?
Oh, there's some. Okay, normally it's a flood, and now it's just kind of a trickle, and the other leg is kind of taking the maximum amount away from that leg.
Well, we'll let them drain that heavy energy out however they like. That's all good. I'd like you to really relax the whole left leg, Jeannie. I'm feeling some constriction there, and the heavy energy is not leaving as easily as it might.
So, okay, it's sort of what's going on is like there's a connective tissue called the fascia sort of wound tightly.
Right.
Okay, and it's like twisted, and it's...
So it's like...
Relax a bit, and it's finally doing as you asked.
Good. So there's... All right, good. So just... Let it relax. In other words, they're going to relax it as much that, you know, they'll do as much as they can on this round. They're not going to overdo it.
Oh, that's good. That's fine.
So you need not worry about getting too much. They're too smart for that. So just relax. I'll have to completely go passive now. Let them do it for you now.
So if I listen again on a replay, then they can do something a little bit more?
I would not doubt it.
Okay.
You can run this as many times as you like. That's feel how much that opened up and how much more clear that.
Oh, very much. Yeah. Very much open now.
Yeah, so now you stay passive, let them do it. And of course, you all are sending her energy. Keep it up, keep it up. Keep holding the image of that knee, just really beautifully whole, functional, healing, easy walking, no assistance needed, walk around the block if she wants to. We're going to walk around the block tonight. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Just let it go. Let it keep running.
Oh, I'm getting some kriyas in the right leg. A lot of kriyas, actually.
That's fine.
Okay.
Whatever's happening is what needs to happen to let the whole process run. Good. I'm feeling your body as energy again. It's like the body feels more like energy again, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would have to say my lower half, my upper half, it feels like it's kind of physical.
Okay,
so I don't know, that's kind of strange for me.
You're right. Now that I tune in more carefully, you're correct.
I keep hearing, Jeannie, and if this is not, if I'm off, I want you to tell me. There was maybe something that precipitated this left knee to be in the condition it's in. And would you consider, after this healing is finished, or maybe even during, if it resonates for you, that if there is I just keep hearing the word blame. So if that means anything to you, I ask that you would send your higher self to whatever space it needs to go to take care of that word if it resonates for you.
Okay, I'm sitting with that. I'm watching what's going on. There's obviously something there, and what's showing up is some aspect of me or maybe even a dark being. And as you are speaking, oh, this is going to sound really strange. I normally don't share such strange things, but for the sake of what we're doing and what you just said, there was like a spike or a pin or something kind of large. And when you spoke your words, the being took the pin out of my third chakra.
Okay.
So I'm just going to pay attention. And I did thank you for mentioning my higher self and my divine self, because I can just let them figure it out, because I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I've had lots of things like that happen, especially in ayahuasca ceremonies. So,
okay.
If something like that is being removed, that's a good thing. I'll promise you that much.
And also, if this resonates for you, not that you're in agreement or disagreement with the being, but being grateful to the being on whatever level feels good to you for removing that object.
Okay.
That resonates for you.
Okay.
You're standing in agreement with it if it's a dark energy, but if it's an aspect of you of shadow in some way, then just being grateful that object has been removed.
Okay, I can't really pinpoint any definition of this being. I'm just going to sit with it until I have an answer. I just wanted to mention that I have done a lot of work on blame from time to time, and right now I don't have a place to work on for that. So I just wondered if you still sensed that there was some blame still going on, or is it dissipated, or.
That was what I got whenever we first started sending energy to you. So you'll have to just sit with that. And perhaps it's because you have the history, and you can ask your higher self if there's any more work to be done there in regards to the third chakra, and if there's some connection with the knee and all of the, the injury with in regards to the third chakra.
Well, the divine just told, my higher self just said that when you were speaking your words and the being took the spike out, that was the blame for however that means. And
sweet.
So that's what I'm getting right now. Yeah. So thank you. Good. Thank you for your words.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
All right, now I'm starting to feel the energy winding down a little bit. It's quite noticeable.
Oh, it's in waves, like the left arch, the left foot still letting a lot of energy out.
Good. Yeah, but I'm just noticing the
But the rest of it is dissipating, you're right.
Right,
you're right. It's a lot.
So it's not done yet, but I'm just noticing it's crested and now it's kind of winding down. So we'll stay with it all the way till it finishes, and it will stop itself when it's done. But y'all who've been holding space for Jeannie, just a little bit longer.
Won't you flow just a little bit longer? Whoa, whoa.
I love that song.
Yeah. All right, that feels solid. So
yes, it's shifted.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So check the knee. Is it any different?
I'm going to have to stand up. So you want to wait a second?
You go and stand up. I'm really curious how it's done.
Yeah, it's moving a whole lot better.
Yay.
And there's no pain. It's like, when it's just been a little stiff, I guess that's what it is. There's still some stiffness there,
uh-huh.
A little bit of swelling, but it moves better. It's like when it does its movement, it's smooth.
Because
it's really the injuries under the kneecap and the cartilage there. And maybe that's all smooth now, maybe.
Well, that'd be awesome. Yay.
Yeah.
Glad to hear you got a good
outcome. Yay, thank you. Thank
Fabulous.
You. I'm looking forward to participating for someone else now. That
all right,
feels so good.
Yeah, well done, Jeannie. Thanks, and well done, everybody. You all, again, everyone's co-creating this thing. That's what I love about this tool. It isn't just me and Mickey. It's like everyone's equally throwing the energy into the pile, and the divine beings, of course, are helping too. So, all right,
okay,
well
great.
Done, Jeannie. I'm going to mute you back. And let's do another one. So again, if you are an Awakening Plus member and would like to receive healing, then raise your hand, please. And there you go. So Anjuli is next. I'm going to unmute you.
So, hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, welcome.
Hi, thanks.
All right, so
that was
fantastic. I actually felt that in my left knee, too.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. You empath.
So, yeah.
So what's your desired shift that you would like to receive, Anjali?
So I'll try to keep it focused. I've noticed a block in moving forward since my car accident, trying to feel confident again, trying to embrace new directions and, okay, you know, just get excited about what I'm applying my energies to in life. And I notice there's some clinging to that block. Mm. And I can feel it. I can feel it in my head. It's like I'm holding on to it. I'm ruminating on it. And I just can't quite break through it.
Okay. All right. So good.
Yeah.
So what the phrase I'm getting so far is strong, enthusiastic forward motion.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, is that a specific thing you're moving toward? Can you tell us the actual, because if the more specifically we can all visualize, the more potent it's going to be. Are you willing to share the thing you're moving toward or desiring to move toward?
So part of the block has been, I used to know exactly where I was going.
Okay.
I don't right now. So I want to get to the point where I can focus enough to know where I'm going.
Okay. So you want revelation about your, and this is like your life direction overall that you're asking about?
Yes.
Okay, overall life direction.
Yeah, I want to remove the block so I can see my own path forward and go with it confidently.
So the phrase clear knowledge of life purpose, would that be about right?
That resonates, yeah. Okay.
So enthusiastic forward motion and clear knowledge of life purpose. Is that about cover?
That's tickling the right places of the brain, yeah.
All right, so are you happy with that phrasing?
I am.
All right.
So I'm wondering if this would resonate for you, that while we are sending energy to you, Anjali, that you would, in your inside, in your inner vision, picture the road, and it's wide open. It's a wide road. It is unobstructed, and there is nothing there except the road or the air or the light of your divine, whatever it may be coming through during the time we pray, we hold space for you. And then allow that road to become filled with whatever needs to be on the road to satisfy your request.
It's so interesting as you say that, and I'm trying to open up to it. My whole body started shaking with emotion and pain.
Whoa.
It's like really struggling to let that in. So this will be a really good healing.
Well, you're about to get a lot of help with that.
Thank you, everyone. Okay. Hopefully you all get it too.
Well, everyone will receive.
We all do this together.
The benefit is customized for each person who sends. So chances are everyone will get something a little different. So that's the beauty of this.
I have another quick question. Well, something that just popped in. If you have someone who is a guide who is very dear to your heart, please invite them into this process.
Okay.
All right. So you're ready to go on, Julie?
I am.
Am I saying your name correctly?
Anjali.
Yeah. Anjali. Thank you. Sorry about that. Anjali. Okay. All right, folks, here we go. So imagine Anjali driving down this road at a good clip. She's going toward her life purpose. She knows exactly what it is. And she's moving forward with enthusiasm, with happiness, with joy, with strong momentum. Moving strongly toward her life purpose, taking those actions that align with it, and feeling strong flow and momentum and enthusiasm as she does so. And hold that vision for her now. And I'm being told each person may have a little different imagery around that. That's fine, just as long as you're in the general ballpark and sending that over to her. Again, if you want to send it through your own willpower, great. If you want to relax and let your divine send it to her, great. whatever works best for you, but just hold that intention for her in whatever way feels best to you. Again, whether you're live or on the recording, you are participating equally. This all works beyond time and space. Oh yeah, that's a good flow for her. So Anjuli, relax, let it come in, see that road. Yeah. Anjuli, there may be some healing involved here, so if you need to shake or vibrate, what?
Yeah, I'm shaking like crazy, and good. I can feel, I get these tight air releases that sound like little wheezing, and I know things are clearing out.
Excellent. So
yeah, some of the resistance has just started to release. So I'm shaking like crazy. Right,
let it happen. The body knows what it's doing. Don't resist any of it. Just let the body do what it needs to do. And you may need to sob or cry. That's all good too. Just whatever needs to happen. There you go. Let it out. Yeah. Flow is keep flowing. This is good. This is exactly what needs to happen for her. She's fine. She's just releasing what's in the way of what she wants. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Those who are flowing know that the energy is being regulated. She's not getting too much. Don't hold back. Keep visualizing at the same strength as before. And know that, you know, only what she actually needs is getting to her. It's being regulated automatically.
Is there something going on with your crown?
I just had this big opening and spaciousness inside, but there is a bit of a block at the neck head area, definitely.
Okay.
Like some energy trying to shake out there.
Yeah. Let it shake. Y'all are doing beautifully. This is standard shamanic stuff. Crying and release is all part of the process a lot of the time. So don't concern yourself. She's good. She's just releasing what's in the way. Field is so full of beautiful white light for her that is so glorious to behold. Y'all are doing fantastic. Keep holding the intention of her moving forward strongly into her life purpose. Strong momentum, joy, ease, grace. Smoothly and confidently moving forward, doing what she's here to do. Fulfilling her life purpose. Rocketing down that road.
There is golden, sparkling essence energy that is wanting, it's an entrance to go from your crown down in through the top of your mouth in droplet form into the throat area. Even energetically, if you can invite that at whatever level resonates for you.
Okay.
Because that golden energy will help ease this process in your energy field, if you so choose. Remember, it's not up to you to allow it to happen. Your higher self is doing it for you because you have requested that help. Thank
you. Yeah, this field is very strong and being very well held. Y'all who are holding it doing fantastic. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. We need to hold the space for her all the way through this.
You are so worthy of this path. You are so worthy of this path. You are worthy of this path. There's nothing that you need to do to receive it. It is already yours.
I'm being told that everyone who's holding space for her, live or on the recording, will find it easier to step forward in their own divine purpose as well. So that gift will be given after all this is done at some point, at the perfect moment. Jeannie, is that feeling more comfortable now, Anjali?
Yeah, the energy broke through a lot of emotional barriers, and now I'm in that gentle, peaceful state where I just feel like I'm being held in this just very smooth, strong flow.
Well done. Just rest in that. Now they're going to let this energy saturate you like water into a sponge, so just relax and let it soak in. Everyone who's holding space, you're doing amazing. So good. Keep it up. Keep imagining her striding strongly and confidently forward in her life purpose. Happily, joyfully, enthusiastically doing what she's here to do. Every cell in your body is getting filled with this new energy. Just relax.
I can feel it. The joy is like, it tingles. It's like, it feels like the golden light she's talking about. And it's just hitting different little areas.
Yep. It's beautiful. Yeah, the divine beings are actually thanking all you humans who are sending this energy. They're saying, wow, this makes our work so much easier. Thank you for fueling us.
Well, Anjali, there is a new energy that is wanting to come. Do you have a relationship with Mary Magdalene?
Not particularly, but I've had good connection and other things, but I'll call on her.
The color pink is wanting to flood your field now on top of this golden energy, and it will actually kind of mix together. I associate in my experience with the pink energy with Mother Mary. That's why I asked if she is one of your guides. But that's okay. You may sense that, feel it, experience a pink energy intermixed with the golden energy that has come through.
So, Makisla, you named two different Marys. First you said Mary Magdalene and then Mother Mary. Which one are you speaking of?
I mean Mother Mary.
I can feel the energy coming through. It's distinct. It's definitely adjusting things. So.
Yeah, I feel Mother Mary there very strongly. So you let her just do her thing. She is so full of love. She's saying, we know you've been doing the best you can, now it will be easier. Yeah, it's saturating even more deeply. It feels like it's saturating on a whole new dimension beyond physical. So just, let that do its thing.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in three places. I can feel my body, like this energy body, and then there's this other space.
Right. Yeah, it's very multidimensional. So just let her do it. Don't even try to understand it. It's way beyond the brain.
I just enjoy it.
Exactly.
It feels wonderful.
Just let it do its thing. Again, amazing job for you space holders. Keep it running. We've got an awesome process here. I'm actually seeing waves of energy coming back to the senders right now. So I'm guessing you senders are feeling some very nice stuff too. So you're being rewarded on the spot for what you're doing for her. So everybody's winning here. Yeah. Lovely group field right now.
I don't feel like I'm just me anymore. I've kind of blended into this lovely, soft, light energy with everybody.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So everyone just enjoy. We've got a spontaneous group field here, so just relax into it if you wish. Again, your individual human self is fine. No one's going to know your secrets. But feel the energy part of you just blended with everyone else's. And again, as always, whether you're live or on the recording, doesn't matter. It's all happening in real time for each of us. Ooh, lovely. So for all practical purposes, everyone's in the hot seat right now. Everybody's in the middle receiving right now. It's one of those paradoxes you get in the inner worlds. Everyone's receiving, everyone's sending. It's all happening at the same time. I love surprises like this. Now the energy is settling back down. That feels like touchdown right there. Does that feel complete to you, Makisla? Okay. Anjali, how do you feel?
I feel great. I feel like it's come into body, and I feel like everything is adjusting to this new normal, which is just fantastically better than what I came in with.
Yay.
I mean, I can't stand and walk around on this, but I can tell you that I feel really, really different.
Good. Yeah,
there's not a single part of me that it didn't touch.
Nice. Well done. So both you and Jeannie, we recommend you you take it easy the rest of the day or night, wherever you're at.
Drink lots of water.
Lots of water. Yeah. Gentle. Hydrate well. All that good stuff. Let me see. I have no idea what time it is. All right, so I'm noting it's 9:11. That means we've been doing this for a little over an hour. So I'd like to do one more. Again, if anyone can no longer stay on the call who's holding space, we understand. Again, if you need to leave now, just ask yourself to ask the divine to please excuse you, separate your energy from the field. I'm actually going to step out and take a super quick bathroom break. And while I do that, the next person can raise their hand. And again, an Awakening Plus member, please.
Actually, I'd like just to invite Anjali that when you, at your next opportunity to sit in the space of your heart and to invite this road to come back into focus, and through your inner world, however it is that you perceive or sense or feel the inner spaces, your inner world, as you invite this blissful energy that you have uncovered within yourself that has always been there but is now more accessible because of the removal of all the heavy energy. Now, through these eyes, look down the road and find what it is you're looking for, and find that sense of purpose and direction. It will be much easier to find now it's more evident and more open to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, cool.
So I'm stunned that there is not a hand raised. Last call for an Awakening Plus member to raise their hand.
Scroll down, honey.
No, it would come to the top automatically.
Oh, okay.
All right. Ollie Ollie Income Free. Anybody can raise their hand who would like to come next, even if you're not a member of Awakening Plus. And to do that, in the participant window, there's a raise hand little rectangle at the bottom. If you're on a smartphone or something, there's probably three dots in the lower right corner. Hit that, and then a raise hand button will be there. And I'm just stunned that no one is raising their hands. Maybe after what she just went through, they're saying, I'm not sure if I want to do that. All right. Last call for an individual to receive healing on this call. Please don't be shy. No one's coming up. So be bold. Step up. All right, got a bunch of wallflowers.
So may we share about what we saw with Anjali?
Well, actually, would you like...
I got a lot of stuff on the last one. I got a golden staff to walk with. Oh, wow.
What?
Beautiful. You need... So oh, there's a chat box.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me read the chat box. I forgot about it.
So Anjali wrote, so much gratitude to you both beautiful souls. And then Eva... also gave a heart.
Uh-huh.
And then Jeannie said, may we share about what we saw with Anjali? And then Melissa said, I got a lot out of the last one. I got a golden staff to walk with. Beautiful. Wow. Jeannie says, I saw a big open golden sunflower over her heart.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
All right. So let's let Jeannie share. And after she shares, we're going to do one last process, but we're going to put the awakening earth in the middle.
You'll have to lead that because I don't know what you mean.
Yeah,
so
I totally know what I mean. Okay. All right. So, yeah. So I will. So, Jeannie, we're fine with a. And Sarah said I got a ton of pink light and love feeling. Sweet. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm going to unmute Jeannie so she can share her experience. Okay, here we go. You're open, Jeannie. Feel free to share.
Okay. I had such clear visuals. It was like like a movie. So just briefly, there's three parts. The first part was like a beautiful artwork, like a painting in a museum. So I thought, well, maybe this is like an oracle card. And it was an explorer, a king, and he had a crown. And then at some point, Benjamin mentioned the crown chakra. About the time I was seeing this, and then there was a golden staff in my oracle card, like someone else mentioned on the chat. And this character was on the top of a cliff mountain, and then this sounds scary, but it wasn't. It's a metaphor. It turned into a skeleton and dust, and then there was a beautiful road coming down from the cliff into a gorgeous valley. It was sort of a desert valley, like the western United States, so there weren't a lot of trees. And the road was there, and I thought, well, let's see, is this an oracle card? And they said, no, this is Anjali. She is the road. Mm. She's not the king of the road. She is the road. Mm. So that was kind of cool. And I thought, you know, king of the road, oracle card, you know, maybe I could hear Benjamin singing King of the Road by Roger Miller or McKay Celestic. There was a great song. And then the last part, the third part, again, metaphor. I'm not going to say this is, you know, real life, but I saw Anjali at a table, like a like in a rally where there's microphones, and there was a rally of maybe 200, 250 people, and she was speaking, and so I just wanted to share that. Thank you. It was a beautiful, beautiful feeling, and her guides were just showering her with beautiful. Mm. It was mostly from my perspective, white light. It was just lovely. Thank you. Wow. Thank you, Benjamin and Makisala. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jeannie. Beautiful share. You have great vision. And Laura typed, I thought it was beautiful. I cried with her and then felt very connected with everyone. Thank you so much to all.
So I want to just ask Melissa to first say thank you for sharing. And the golden staff, you can sit in your sacred space with the golden staff and ask the golden staff how you are to walk with it, or whatever questions come to your mind. This is a new tool for you to use in your practice. So ask the golden staff. Ask the golden staff how it wants to work with you. Mm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're welcome, honey.
So Anjali has her hand raised. Let's see what she... Anjali, hi. Oh, wait, there you are. You're good. Go ahead and speak.
I just wanted to thank Jeannie for sharing and reflect back that absolutely resonates with me. I have been a public speaker for years, and way showing is absolutely the direction I want to go with it. So when you talk about me trying to lead the path, that's what I've been trying to find, is how to lead the path for others and how to use my voice and reach out. And the Western Desert is where I grew up. So it's, there's a lot of symbolism that you just shared there, and I won't share it all, but it all made very, very good sense for me. So thank you for reflecting that back.
That's beautiful.
Wow, we got some pretty tuned in folks here. Mm-hmm. All right. So
that's great.
I'm now getting a 2-part process. This will be our final process. It's worth hanging around for. So first, we're going to send energy to each other. We're going to formally send and receive, like was happening spontaneously toward the end. Then we're going to expand that, and all of us are going to focus on the Earth. As you may be aware, Earth herself is moving into the new Earth, Golden Age, and is trying her best to take us along with her, but it's a free will choice for each human. So we're going to send energy to the Earth and all the humans upon the Earth, and just send down this energy of awakening for each person's highest good. We're not going to force anyone to do anything. We're just going to make the energy available in the field, and those who are ready for it will soak it up and be helped by it. And if someone's not ready for it, it'll just, like, for them, it's like it's not even there. So there's no coercion here, but there is offering. So I invite you now to close your eyes and just imagine now that there is energy flowing through you in the top of the head, out the front of your body, especially out the heart chakra, and maybe out the third eye. Just it'll flow as it needs to, flowing to every other person on this call, whether they're live or on the recording. So you do this even if you're on the recording. So ask Spirit, please flow the energy through me for the highest good of each person on this call, which means at any point in time. So relax and let it flow. There, wow, y'all are good. Just let it flow. So you are simultaneously sending, and of course you are receiving, because everyone else is sending to you also. So let's just let this circuit establish itself for a moment. This is both blessing and preparation for the next step. So it may feel strong. Again, don't try to limit it or filter it. Let it come in all the way. It's going to, the divine's running this. They're not going to get there. Smoothing out now. They're not going to give you more than you're ready for. Just relax. Let it all come in. You should feel lovely and saturated with this beautiful energy. Good job. Relax. Let it come in. Wow, that's so smooth now. So feel how solid, so to speak, the field has become. I should say stable is probably a better word. So now, if what I'm feeling is any indication, you now feel more like a being of light than a being of flesh. So just notice the shift of perception. There's still awareness of the body. It just feels more like light. So just rest in this awareness for a moment. Oh, now they're sending down new energy. They're charging us up for the blessing of the planet and all the humans on it. So just relax. You're getting sort of charged up for the work to come. Again, relax. Please let it in is my recommendation. They're, again, each person only gets as much as they're ready for. You're not going to get overwhelmed. Just relax and let them charge you up. Each person gets a custom charge. That didn't take long. Okay, now I invite you to see planet Earth. It's as if in our light bodies we're over the Earth, out in space, in low orbit. And now imagine the entire Earth being saturated with this beautiful light. It's coming, beaming down from our hearts, from our third eyes, out the palms of our hands. It's like we've all got angel wings now. And just let this energy, again, you're just the conduit. You're not making it happen. You're being used lovingly and wonderfully by the divine. And you're floating out in space, energy for highest good of all beings on Earth, especially the humans who need this upgrade right now. And together we're just creating this, and it ain't just us on this Awakening Plus call. There's lots and lots of other beings here. Many, many beautiful beings of light. And they're all on the Love and Light team. So you might even feel some of these amazing companions we have. There's just so many, we can't even count them. So we're part of this grand blessing of the planet. Just let the energy flow through you, through your heart, your third eye, your palms, wherever it's coming out. And just let the Earth be bathed in this beautiful, it's like a golden, a new atmosphere of golden light right there hugging the surface of the planet. And it's naturally concentrating itself more into the urban areas. It's, you know, it's distributing itself where the humans are. And it's all happening automatically. It's also helping to ease the coronavirus situation. So even if you're way in the future and the coronavirus has already come and gone, know that even from the future, you're helping heal it, even though it happened in your past. So just let the, that's helping. A reminder, the coronavirus is here to, you know, stop us in our usual routines, give us a chance to contemplate, shift. If we wish, make a decision to live on a more harmonious, more loving, higher vibration planet. Just let the energy flow through. Know that each, and you may notice you're receiving as well, aren't you? Everyone who's sending is being fed from above. And a lot of it's passing through you, but some of it's going into you and upgrading you. So you're literally operating like an angel right now. You are blessing the planet with this amazing light coming through you, and you're being fed the light from beyond. Just relax and let it flow. And of course, in doing this, we assist the great awakening that is now happening on Earth. The awakening that the coronavirus came to catalyze. Relax and let that bliss grow stronger. Enjoy that. And now, not only is there this golden energy hugging the surface, but all of us who are surrounding the earth, and there are a vast multitude of us, we're becoming a sphere of golden light. So two things are simultaneously true. We're each still here individually, and we've all blended into a single golden orb, a beautiful, like a thin atmosphere of golden energy all around the Earth, but it's in outer space, beyond the Earth's normal atmosphere. Like a layer of golden energy. So just relax into feeling the field of energy and your own individual self simultaneously, easily. And your energy will be proportionally placed in the field or into your individual light being, whichever serves you. It may shift around. Just let it move. Yeah, that's lovely right there. Relax into that. Now they're inviting us to stop visualizing and just relax into this energy. Just be the field. Relax and receive. They're now rewarding us for a job well done. So relax and let this beautiful, it's a very subtle energy. It's the subtlest energy we've worked with so far tonight. So just let it soak in, saturate your etheric body. Again, simultaneous awareness of individual light body and the entire field surrounding the planet. And they're saying, even this is service. What you are receiving is, in fact, uplifting the Earth vibration for all the humans and other beings on it. Right now, to receive is to serve. Now going even a level beyond that, just relax into that. There's no words for this. Just relax and enjoy the sensation. And now you might notice you're shading back into your physical body, and all this energy is coming with you. So just relax as the light body is gently eased back into the physical body. It's going to bring this beautiful upgrade to your physical self. Just relax and let this energy soak into your physical body. Again, I recommend not helping. They got you covered. Just let them ease you back in. They're experts at this. Trust them to put you back in just right. Touchdown. Well done. Does that feel complete to you, darling?
Yes.
Whoa, was that fun or what? I wasn't expecting that. All right, so Genius Type, thank you. Everyone on the call and replay, big bunches of hearts.
Yes, thank you, everyone.
Yeah, whoa, awesome. So, if y'all have anything to type in the chat window, type it real quick because we're about to close it down. So, to close, we'll close the Mesa and give final thanks to everyone. Is there anything you wanted to say before we did that?
Let me tune in. What I'm hearing is get a good night's rest. Everyone's getting a good night rest. That would be good for everyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, so lots of...
There were about 18 people at the peak of this call.
Yeah, and there's 14 right now. So lots of wonderful things being typed into the chat window. Big thanks and lovely experience. Mm-hmm. Brilliant blessing. So much ease and blessing. That was wonderful. Yeah, glad everyone had a good time. I sure did. Mm-hmm. It was fun.
It was beautiful. How do you guys put all the pictures? Like your hearts and the hands and how do you chat? How do you add... Not like you need to tell me that, but I don't know how you do that. And maybe that's just with your on your phone. Oh, y'all are doing all this on your phone.
Phone emojis.
That's pretty good. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, most people access the web by phone these days.
I know, right?
Yeah. Yikes. All right. That's with our old-fashioned laptop.
Amy, that's cute.
Okay. All right.
That's wonderful. Thank you, everyone.
All righty. Let's wind it down here.
I wanted to ask.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that was my ask. Is there anything else? Yeah, no, I heard get a good night's sleep, everyone. So okay. That's what I heard.
All right, so let's close the Mesa. This happens pretty quick.
Actually, can I set the tone, please?
Of course.
Thank you.
Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kwi. Allies, thank you so much for your beautiful support tonight. Wow. Thanks for all the bonus stuff, the awesome energy, the beautiful experiences. So grateful for all of it. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's heard our voices, please stay with them for as long as it serves that being's highest good. Makisa and I request that you stay with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate? And to whom? After the count of three, we'll clap to seal the work. Feel free to clap with us if you wish. One, two, three. Mesa is closed. As a reminder, I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com, and this has been with me, You say your name now.
Mikisa.
And you can learn more about my work and our work at astroshaman.com if you'd like to work with me for astrology, shamanic healing, life coaching. If you want to join Awakening Plus, go over to awakeningplus.com. Otherwise, just all my stuff and lots of free stuff too is at astroshaman.com. So many thanks for being here. Many blessings to you. And I wish you all the very best. Good night. Bye. Until next time.